If you've followed any of Linda McMahon's career, this might be the way you think of her.
How long's that limo? Gotta be somebody important! It's Linda McMahon! What's Linda doing here?
Why is your mom even here?
You see, at Backlash, The Rock is scheduled and will compete against Triple H for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Or maybe you paid attention as the World Wrestling Entertainment founder and executive remade her image to run for Senate. Twice in two of the most expensive campaigns in history, costing a combined $100 million.
I really consider it a privilege that you are here today, and I'm asking for your support and for your votes to be your next United States Senator.
Connecticut voters didn't buy it. McMahon lost by 12 points each time. Now she's back in the political ring, this time as an appointee of the incoming Trump administration. She and her husband Vince have been some of the biggest contributors to Trump's charitable foundation, and she gave at least $6 million to a PAC supporting his election bid. What kind of cabinet member might she make?
Committed, thoughtful, smart. She is a person who means what she says and says what she means.
That's Fran Pastore. She runs the Women's Business Development Council in Stamford. Linda McMahon has been a donor and supporter of her agency in the past.
So I really believe that she cares about women's economic equity. I really believe that she cares about leveling the playing field for women. And I hope that now that she actually has the chance on a national level, I have very high hopes that she will do that.
Pastore's agency provides training for women entrepreneurs and is partially funded by the Small Business Administration. The administration has a $710 million budget and a mandate to lend to and support small businesses. Last year, it facilitated loans to at least 700,000 firms. Pastore believes there will be a to-do list for McMahon in her new role.
It's a complicated agency that is in desperate need of modernization.
But there are some who followed McMahon's WWE career who believe that modernization might not be in the best interests of everyone.
I think if you look at her track record, she's definitely shown a willingness to cut costs, cut red tape.
That's David Cowley, an attorney in Louisville, Kentucky. A childhood wrestling fan, at Brandeis Law School, he wrote a law review paper examining the employment practices of the WWE. He points particularly to the long-time controversy over whether the company's wrestlers should be viewed as employees or independent contractors.
As independent contractors, they don't get a number of protections that they would had they been classified as employees. And it's tough to think of a more dangerous job where you're more likely to be hurt or you're more likely to suffer problems after retirement.
Cowley believes it's possible to draw a line between McMahon's business experience and what might be her priorities in government.
She's shown an indifference and, you know, sometimes an even disdain for regulations that would make life a little bit more difficult for employers. Often that comes at the expense of the employees themselves.
But McMahon is also garnering support from unexpected quarters. Her first Senate campaign in 2010 was a bruising contest with then State Attorney General Richard Blumenthal. Things got personal and nasty on the campaign trail. But now Blumenthal, newly elected to his second term, says he's willing to give his old opponent the benefit of the doubt.
She has insights and experience in business creation and growth. Job creation is particularly important to Connecticut. My hope is that she will bring a stable and sane economic policy to an administration that clearly needs rational and thoughtful economic leadership.
McMahon herself pitches her career as one where she took a small, ailing business and turned it into a multi-million-dollar international enterprise with 800 employees. So far, she's not commented on how she sees her new federal role, but she said during her Senate campaigns that she believes in rolling back the Dodd-Frank financial reforms and cutting business taxes. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.